Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I'm very excited to be talking today with director and choreographer, also a great actor, singer, dancer himself, Jason Aycock, and Kendra Gehring Garrett. And really, Kendra fits that bill as well. She's an actress, singer, dancer, choreographer, director. But Jason is directing and choreographing Into the Woods for Opera House Theater Company. And Kendra is one of the stars. She is Cinderella in the show. So first of all, thank you both for coming in today.
Jamila, hello. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to hear about the show because, first of all, it's such a great idea for a show. And then the way that it's written and the way that it's carried out is just mesmerizing. Tell us a little bit about Into the Woods.
I think it's a beautiful show. It kind of predates a lot of the current fairy tale twists like you have with Once Upon a Time on TV or Grimm, or even the Gregory Maguire books.
Wicked and all that stuff.
Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine took 30 years now, and put together quite a few of the traditional Grimm's fairy tales and made a full story intertwining them. And so you have not only the Cinderella and Rapunzel and Jack and the Beanstalk and Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, you have them all meeting in the woods. And it's tied together very cleverly by a story that they put together about the baker and his wife trying to conceive a child. And they need to gather magical items from all of the other stories to help make that happen, to break the curse.
So they're under a curse.
Yes. A witch has placed a curse on them so that they can't have a child until they gather all of these items that are very special to her as well.
Right. And that's so typical of a fairy tale. You have these magical objects that you have to obtain in order to get to your goal. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They have to go on a quest to make sure they have their happy ever after.
All right. Tell us, who is the baker and his wife who is carrying those roles?
We have Jeff Phillips and Heather Setzler playing the baker and the baker's wife, respectively.
That sounds great.
Yes. They've been a lot of fun to work with, and their voices sound so good together. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really such fun to watch them.
Good. Now, that's in the first act when all these characters are in the woods together and all these different fairy tales are woven together. By the end of the first act, doesn't everyone have a happily ever after scenario?
Yes. We kind of get to the happy ever after right before intermission.
Okay.
All except for a few plot points. Mm-hmm. But then we get to take the second act and turn the whole thing on its ear, which is even more fun, I think.
Yeah. What happens after happily ever after? Is it easy, you know, or is it difficult? What happens? So, Kendra, you can talk about that a little bit and talk about Cinderella.
Well, Cinderella, I think what's so clever about this show is we all know who Cinderella is from the Disney version. Mm-hmm. And she's a beautiful princess. But you don't ever hear, like, what is the process behind? And she has this lovely song that just digs a little deeper into who she really is and what she wants and really kind of who am I? What am I about? What if he doesn't want me, or what if he does want me, and all this kind of stuff.
What if I don't want him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so her arc in the second act is really beautiful because she comes to the realization that what she thought she wanted was not what she wanted.
Oh,
And I think that's true when you think about it, when you wish and you really want something really badly, sometimes we don't really think through those wishes. You know, we think about, oh, it would be so nice to have $1 million. I would pay off all my debts, but then what does it come with? You know, all of the other stuff around it.
Exactly, all the relatives and the would-be
come
relatives
knocking
at
on your door,
door.
Yep. Give me some.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Or blowing through it too fast or whatever.
Exactly,
it's all
and then
things.
Feeling terrible about it. Right.
It's all of that stuff around your wish. And so it's really smart, and it makes you think. I mean, even as an actress, I think a lot going into the roles, and I try to delve a little bit more into the characters. And this show in particular has made me even look at my own life and be like, what I have is really, in my life now, I have a really wonderful life. Why do I want more? You know, because I'm happy.
Yeah.
So
I think Sondheim has a tendency to do that to us, to make us stop and look at our own lives. But it sounds like particularly this show would do that, because you get what you want before the intermission.
Yes.
And then you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel quite the way I thought it would feel.
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Exactly. If you're just joining us, you're hearing director and choreographer Jason Acock and also actress, singer, dancer Kendra Garing Garrett. Kendra plays Cinderella in Into the Woods, a James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim musical being put on by Opera House Theater Company. The show opens tonight at 8 o'clock. It runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. Does it run two more weekends after that, Jason?
Just one more.
Oh, my gosh. All that work for just two weekends. All right. So the second weekend, next weekend, it just runs Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Mm-hmm. All the shows on the main stage of Thalian Hall. And I'll give you ticket information at the end of the interview. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other characters that are in the show. We know about Cinderella. There's also Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf. And
yes. I really have a wonderful cast full of just so many great performers. Annie Marsh is playing our Little Red Riding Hood. Kawan Porter is the Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, my gosh.
And so many more. Some local stars as well as some folks who are joining us for the first time, just filling out all of the roles. Our princes, Christopher Rickert and Eric Mosh, are just so fun to watch.
Sing one of the funniest songs in the show, Agony. Yes.
They do.
Yes.
I'm trying to...
Oh, think about the witch. Tell me about the
witch. Oh, yes. Yes. Our wonderful witch, Joy Gregory, she gets to be the antagonistic character through part of it, or through much of it. But I think that's what's another wonderful thing about the show is that everybody kind of flip-flops between being protagonists and antagonists throughout the story. I mean,
right.
Because it has such a twisted plot line.
And the witch is the character that's placed the curse on the baker and his wife, right?
Yes.
So they can't conceive. So I know she has a bit of a transformation in the show, as do some other characters as well. We can't go through the whole cast, but really I was talking with Kendra and Jason before we came on the air. And it is, I mean, these are the folks you want to see on stage. You want to see in starring roles. They're all excellent at what they do. And to have them all in one show is just terrific. You've also got, of course, the amazing Lorene
Walsh with a beautiful orchestra, and they have taken some very complex music in a very short time and make it sound top-notch.
Good. Costumes by Julie Harvey and Debbie Choi.
Yes.
That's pretty fun. Get two pros for the price of one. Let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges you've had with doing the show, because, first of all, Sondheim is difficult.
Very difficult. You know, I really truly believe he is a writer who writes for the actor. However, you got to be able to sing because, or at least understand musicality and music, because the beats and the words and the putting it together is really, really, really tricky. But it's a challenge, but it's one of the most fun things at the same time. It's a challenge and such a reward as well, because when you know you can get it, and then when you get it, when you know your wish, it's really lovely.
Very satisfying.
It's very satisfying and beautiful and makes sense. Yeah. And at first you're like, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I have to sing that like this? And then when you get it, you're like, oh, he's a genius.
Yes. I love the way he layers characters singing over each other. And one person will be singing in a particular direction. The other one's singing in the other. They're like crossing over each other with antagonistic points of view or complementary.
And sometimes the words will just overlap at the right moment.
Yeah.
Or you hold three beats this time and you hold four beats the next time. But the reason is, the emotions are always written in, and you don't have to take the liberties as an actor to expand on it. It's all there.
Yeah, I don't know this show very well, but I'm thinking about A Little Night Music, and there's that one set of songs that come together, Now, Soon, and later. And these three characters are thinking about what they want, and they want it now, but you can't have it till later.
Yeah.
And but it's got to be soon. And that's these three different thoughts and three different time ranges that all plow into each other in this wonderful song.
Yeah, and there's some that are like that in this one, too. It's really magical, beautiful.
Oh, yes.
What else has been challenging about doing the show?
We have a pretty brief time to put the show up because of how Opera House Theater Company does their shows in the summer. They start one, and then once it goes up to perform, they start rehearsing for the next one.
Right.
And we really only have about 3.5 weeks from first rehearsal to opening night.
I cannot imagine.
And the amount of music and the size of the show, this is a pretty intense one to put up in 3.5 weeks.
Right. Anybody else you want to say a word of thanks to or mention before we wrap up?
I don't know if they have a chance to listen. I think they may be at the theater working on the show right now. But Lou Criscola and Alice Sherwood have put a lot in my hands, and I can only thank them for giving me this opportunity.
Trusting you. Well, you are ready.
And my wonderful cast.
We
They're
know
awesome.
That. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a fabulous group. Yes. Kendra.
No. I was just saying.
Thank you. The show is Into the Woods by James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim. Opera House Theater Company is putting it on. It opens tonight. It runs through Saturday every night at 8, Sunday at 3, and then only runs one more weekend after that, Friday and Saturday and Sunday at Thalian Hall. The phone number for the box office is 632-2285, or you can go to thalianhall.com. Jason Aycock, Kendra Gehring Garrett, thank you for coming in
today.
I know
so
you're so
much.
Busy. You
thank
are
you.
Welcome. This is WHQR.